next applicant is the Shawquamagon Children's Theater of Cable. You'd look at their work sample.
And can you point out where Cable is?
Yes, absolutely. And this is the Shawquamagon Bay Area, actually, which is why they are the Shawquamagon Bay. So Cable is right over here.
Okay.
Hayward, here's Cable.
I highly recommend Cable. It is a sweet community.
Good to know.
There's a great pie shop.
Ed, would you like to begin the review?
Sure. This one is way up in northern Wisconsin, as we pointed out. And the population of Cable is 825. The population of Drummond, where they do some of the performances, is 458. So obviously a very small community. And I think tourism provides a lot of their income here. They produce full Broadway musical every summer. They've been doing this for 30 years. Performers are not paid. There is administrative staff of eight, and it includes four graduates of the program, and they're paid a small fee for their services. They operate with a board of directors of eight members, and they hold board meetings during the three-week rehearsal time and other times during when necessary. One of the biggest challenges is securing rights to these musicals. I think that's maybe common for small theaters. They typically engage 50 or 60 children in their casts, and they've done a number of different condensed versions of things like Fiddler on the Roof and Mary Poppins and such. They turn no child away, and there are no expenses for the kids or the parents to be participants. And they present their performances at the Drummond High School, where they have a stage and facilities for carrying the thing out. They basically take the kids through a three-week rehearsal period to put on the show. The director has been there for some 28 years. They have about 90 volunteers that operate the shows. They have a lot of community participation with local churches giving space, local cafes and such donating food for rehearsals and that kind of thing. They are in some sort of debate on succession plans when you have a director that's been there 28 years, and they're still working on that to work out the details. They did present a very nice table of the performances year by year and the number of participants and the number of tickets sold on this one. So that was very easy to read. Their narrative was compact, two pages. The last budget was in the black, 2017 budget. The operational plan is kind of short and in general because they're kind of repeating the same kind of thing they do year after year. They do show a board, but they didn't necessarily show the community connections, so I don't know whether the board is from a large area or a small area. Really no marketing plan was shown, but I don't think it was required for a small group.
Okay.
And the evaluation is of not real specific, but it is based on the involvement in ticket sales and letters in response from parents and children. They did have a letter to the senator demonstrated.
They have just a huge amount of support for their community in terms of resources and attendance. They did point to having a hard time forecasting revenue because of they're unsure about how certain things will perform, and I think that that's something that they could probably dig into and come up with some strategy around that. I think an accomplishment is they flew in Mary Poppins last year. That was really cool that they got the opportunity to do that. I think they have a really engaged and qualified staff. I was really impressed by who's, you know, committed to doing that work, and that they come in. They want to continue that work is really great. And I'll just echo that while the testimonials were really lovely, I'm curious about other evaluative tools or even to, I'm not sure who keeps bringing up the letter of support, but I wonder if that is something either from, or maybe from one of their sponsors in the community, like to show that value would be interesting. But I think that it really speaks volumes that their students are coming back to work with them regularly.
Good. Other comments?
I was amazed at this application, just the fact that they exist and have existed for so long. I don't know if there's any such thing in Illinois, but you know, to have this kind of quality theater existing in this small town, that was very impressive. You know, the number of people who attend their performances, the number of children who participate, the fact that it's like into their second generation of children participating, and that people adjust their travel plans around, you know, when they have their performances, that was phenomenal. This is not something to criticize this organization because they do so much with such a small budget, but some of the documentation was incomplete. Like I was looking at the bios, the key staff bios document, and it cuts off sort of halfway through one person's bio. So I don't know what was going on with that. If it was something that they didn't submit completely, or if it got cut off in the reproduction. Also, the organizational mission and history documents are one and the same. So, again, I don't know if it was there, you know, overlooking something or something got copied twice. But so those are just minor things.
This organization just grabbed my song and dance heart. It's basically three people who said, here's a barn, figuratively, and let's do a show. And 30 years later, they're still doing it. And the biggest problem is who's going to do it after, after they stop. And they're trying to address it. And obviously, that's one of the big challenges is how they're going to address that. But in my past, I've done big theater in small communities and can't overstate the way these little things, which seem like small things of support in the community, relatively speaking, it's just kind of grabbing at me that the church lets them on, you know, this one lets them do this, and I don't know, maybe for a letter of support, it's me, by the way, who's always yelling about it. I wanted there to be like a letter with like eight different people signing it, saying here's what we do for this little theater because it's so important. I love the testimonial, the second generation stuff. 71% of their money comes from fundraising. I did read the sentence about performance rights differently because, in my experience, there's no real hindrance to getting performance rights for any theater unless the show's on tour somewhere and then the rights are pulled. What I read in their sentence was because they want a show with 60 or 70 kids in it, they're having trouble finding inventory of shows, which seems real to me because they're trying to involve, I don't know, 25% of their population in the show in some way. So, which is great. Again, I looked at that as a positive that they're looking for. They're not looking for shows that the 30-year director, music director, think would be fun for them to do. They're looking for stuff that would be great in their community.
Right.
And so, you know, high marks for me on the community participation there, because I think their heart's in that a lot.
You might be right on that, getting rights. However, I know that when I was in northern Wisconsin at our theater in Shawnee, if, for example, they were trying to get the rights to Annie, and if Annie was anywhere in the Midwest, they couldn't get it.
Correct.
But, I mean, come on. A community of 9,000 people is going to compete with somebody in Milwaukee or Chicago. It's
so ridiculous. You mean if there was a professional production,
yes,
of Annie? But if there was another community theater somewhere,
right,
around doing it, it would be okay.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. If they got to the rights first. National tour always pulls rights,
I don't
and then
know.
Regional tour pulls rights.
I don't know how to answer
rights.
That one. Okay. I just know I couldn't get it.
And then it's kind of first come, first serve,
okay,
at that point. But you're,
yeah,
right, and it's not fair that if a PAC 75 miles away has got the B tour of Annie coming through on some week within 18 months, then the amateur rights get pulled everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you don't see a lot of Mamma Mia until just now, and why Les Mis had a hot little window before the Broadway show ended and the revival started, when that show could be done and everybody in the world did it for about a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
It's obviously you're in my wheelhouse here, but it's a terrible thing, and it's terribly frustrating for them. So that's the frustration that I read there. And you're right. I think it's all about if it's on tour somewhere nearby within a year and a half, it becomes,
yeah,
a struggle.
Did we get comments from Contessa yet on this one?
No, I talked to them.
No. Again, just an organization with a small budget doing a lot.
What a heart.
Yeah.
Thank you. Did we get Ellie? Yeah, we got Ellie.
Very good.